Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Kevin Saul joins us.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
From Wichita State Athletics, the athletic director, Kevin, welcome.
Bob, how are you? Good to hear your voice. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well. So here we are. The storm about to hit Wichita State volleyball opening this weekend. All the fall sports on the docket. How are you preparing? How are things looking?
No, we feel good about it. We've got an interesting volleyball program that had an exhibition game, played a lot of our roster against Kansas State on Saturday. And then they head off to Kennesaw this weekend. They've got Kennesaw State twice, and then they play a receiving boats Indiana. So that'll be a firm weekend for them in Northwest Georgia, and then they'll come back and play on the 4th of September, Kansas, as he normally does. Coach Lamb's got a gauntlet of a schedule the next weekend. He's in Fayetteville. He's got Arkansas, and then Arkansas Little Rock. We play Arizona State, Nebraska, Long Beach State. So we finally come back home on September 19th after all of those. We'll be a different volleyball team by then.
Kevin, how do you keep up with everything that's going on? I mean, you know, the fall comes, you got volleyball, basketball, everything else that's happening. How difficult is it to keep up with everything? You know, I'm sure you're getting calls from coaches about this and that. How difficult is it to make sure that you're on top of every sport that's going on at the time?
Well, we've got a staff of full-time coaches and administrators in that 80 to 90 range. And so, obviously, from a departmental structure, we're trying to stay on top of everything and provide first-class service. I think, personally, it really just comes down to organization. It comes down to your passion to see each team succeed and the journey that lies ahead for each one of them. You know, every single one of these events are on my calendar, and I have a pretty good understanding of where we are in the standings in different spots. So you can get wrapped up in it really quick, and we certainly have, and we look forward to a great year this year.
Kevin Saul, our guest, Wichita State Athletic Director. The men's basketball non-conference portion of the schedule released yesterday. I'm kind of a guy, Kevin. I've been around in this market as a media person a long time. I call it like I see it, for better or worse. I was a little underwhelmed by the non-conference schedule, and I was disheartened that there's no more Intrust Bank Arena game. We talked about that a couple of months ago, and you explained that. But still, I find it, yeah, it's a little disappointing for me. Tell me about this schedule and why you would, obviously, I would take it for granted, that you would disagree with my comment about it being a little underwhelming.
Well, I think I tend to think about it in terms of teams that have – listen, when we were managing underneath the RPI, the formula was pretty simple. If you could play neutral site and win, clearly that was helpful to your RPI. If you could get good road wins and the games that you played at home, if you could select teams that had a reasonable chance to be in the top two in their league and potentially win their league, that was the formula for maximizing RPI. As we try to figure that out with the net, I look at this schedule and I look at the strength of teams, obviously, like Kansas State. I look at the strength of schedule that you will garner from a team like DePaul, who plays 20 games in the Big East. And certainly that will help us from a net standpoint. East Tennessee State has been to the NCAA tournament in the last 5 years. Montana State, with Coach Sprinkle before he went to Utah State, went on multiple occasions and has been the class of the Big Sky League, and certainly has an opportunity to win that. You guys are well familiar with Northern Iowa. We want to try to be able to do a Missouri Valley Conference foe consistently and regularly. And then, of course, you got St. Louis. We played St. Louis last year. They're projected to be a top 100 team in the country. And then we've got Minnesota. We know for first game, and then we're going to play Florida or Wake Forest. So there's certainly some spots of real strength in there, and we believe that we put together a schedule that when we do well in league and we do well from a non-conference standpoint, that we have a chance to be an at-large bid. And that's certainly the intent with the scheduling, is to get yourself into an at-large consideration.
I guess my pushback would be on that. Yeah, some of these schools that you're playing at home especially do pretty well in their league, but Wichita State needs an infusion of ticket sales. Does this schedule cause people to call the ticket office and say, I want to get tickets? That's my question.
Well, Bob, I do think there's a balance there, right? Because you could go out and schedule an absolute gauntlet of a schedule, and if you're not winning games, that doesn't inspire folks either. So I think there's a good balance there.
Okay.
Kevin, can you give us a little rundown on the basketball team? I'm sure you know a little bit more than we do coming off of last year. What can we expect from the men's basketball team this year?
Well, I think as you watch the summer access, this summer with those guys being in town here for 6 weeks and having the opportunity to work out, do some nice things, and then you get back this fall, I think the one thing that you will notice if you watched a lot of practices last year to this year is that the competition at every position is really firm this year. You are seeing guys that are really, really getting after it. We've got, if you look at it globally, guys, I think the important thing to understand that I'm really proud of Coach Mills and the staff is that we've returned five of our top seven scorers from last year. We've got we lost three to the transfer portal. The average team in our league lost eight, and there are several that lost double digits. So from a retention standpoint, we're performing better than our peers, and we certainly understand that retention is the name of the game, and roster continuity and all those things. So that piece has been really good. From an individual perspective, I think there's a lot of impressive storylines. The obviously Quincy Ballard continues to get better and better under both Mills and Quincy AC. You've got a really talented fifth-year senior coming from Lipscomb, and A.J. McGinnis, who's going to be a solid three-point shooter for us. Xavier Bell's working really, really hard at it. He's got some tremendous competition at the guard position with Justin Hill and Zion Pimpkin from Houston. You got Ronnie DeGray coming back. TJ Williams, who was at Heights, has been doing really well. And then you've got some real size up the middle with Quincy, with Zane, with the young man from Croatia, Monte, that we are working to get eligible as well. And all three of those guys are different in terms of their style of play, but you got 6'11", 6'10", and 6'9", up the middle. So a lot of really good things going on. It's deep at the guard position. I think they're going to be able to run well. I think you're going to see a lot of different lineups, and I think Coach Mills and the staff are going to be able to make it a really tough game for many of our opponents.
Talking Wichita State Athletics with the top guy, Kevin Saul, athletic director. So I've been reading a lot about schools hiring general managers for their men's basketball programs. With the NIL now on board, it seems like that's probably a way this was all headed. How prevalent do you think that's going to become, and is Wichita State headed down that road?
Well, we don't certainly right now have a GM for every sport that is utilizing NIL, but we do have with the Wheat Shot Collective, we have a general manager, which is a full-time staff position that we actually share the financial obligation with Blueprint Sports, who's our partner in the NIL space. And the individual that's serving that role is in our executive staff suite. Her name's Emily Hebert. She was a 2018 graduate of our volleyball program and has been doing an amazing job in leading up our NIL collective. So she works directly with, you know, our head coaches and implementing all those things. And so to your point, Bob, I think it definitely is heading in that direction. I would anticipate in the next 6 months that the nonprofit collectives will go away. And that will be absorbed within athletics programs, and obviously Emily would continue to do that for us departmentally. So she's doing an unbelievable job. And hey, Bob, I think your question's really good on the schedule, and I think there's one element that I thought of that would be worth noting as well. So the American Athletic Conference subscribes to competitive scheduling in such a way as they try to project their top three or four teams in the league. And they try to create the toughest strength of schedule within the league for those top three or four to help maximize the at-larges. And our league had us positioned at third this year. So we would anticipate we will have likely the third toughest league schedule as well. And so obviously that plays into account in terms of what you're doing from a non-conference standpoint as well. And you've seen those home road matchups. We should get dates by mid-September. And then have that full set schedule complete once television makes their selections. But I think that's an important point to make, that we'll have one of the more firm league schedules based on where they project us.
Okay. Final moments here with Kevin Saul, and back to the GM and the collective thing. What I was reading, or at least what I thought I was reading, was that these GMs were specific to a particular sport. Do you see that happening in college athletics?
We certainly have seen that, because if you're a football program at the Division I space and you've got anywhere between $3 and $6 million in NIL to organize and distribute amongst what could potentially be 105 young men, that's a big job, and it's more than what a sports specific staff or a general GM like we have here could manage. Obviously, that's different when you don't have football. I think our model is really good. I think you see those two models pretty frequently, where you might have one centralized GM in a department, and you might have some sport-specific GMs. I think as you get to the Power 5 level, you're going to see some sport-specific GMs for both football and basketball. We're just not in that space. We're kind of in the a middle ground, if you will.
Have we been on this road now long enough with NIL and transfer portal that your vision for 5 years down the road is any clearer? Do you have a better idea of where this might be headed, how college athletics will look in 5 years?
Yeah, I think the NIL, as I mentioned, the nonprofit collectives will go away, and I think it will be the for-profit collective. So in other words, the true sponsors and advertising and the name, image, likeness associated with that. That's not necessarily what we have right now. And so what's going to end up happening is those nonprofits will go away. And we believe that in the next 6 to 9 months that athletic departments will be able to raise funds within athletics and then distribute it in the name of revenue share. And so you're seeing three things that are coming about here in the next 6 to 9 months. We have the retroactive NIL payments in form of the House settlement. Wichita State's commitment to that for the next 10 years per year will be $650,000. We expect that revenue share will probably be in the $2 to $3 million range. And then you've got your roster maximums, where the NCAA has said you take an old baseball number of 11.7 scholarships. You're going to have a permissive legislation to take you up to 34 scholarships. So you start to get in this discussion about what do you need to get competitive? Do we need 34 full scholarships? Do we need 31, 60% scholarships? And so you're having all those conversations and modeling those things out. But at the end of the day, the additional expenses for a department like Wichita State could very easily be in the $5 to $9 million with those three elements. And so that gives you some sense on where we're headed from a financial perspective. Certainly will be a heavy lift for us, and our objective is to remain competitive in all sports, and that's where we'll approach it moving forward. But it does give us a little bit more clarity. I'm encouraged by where we are from an NIL perspective. Last year, the collective distributed about $340,000, and it's going to be closer to $1 million this year. So there certainly has been growth in that area, and that continued growth will help us to not only recruit but retain elite-level talent.
Incredible stuff. Kevin, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you in September.
Sounds good, Bob. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day, and go Shockers.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.